The Lowari Tunnel Project, initially approved over two decades ago to ensure all-weather and safe access to the northern parts of Pakistan bordering Afghanistan, has become a symbol of poor planning. It is once again under review for a fifth increase in its cost, now estimated to be 362% higher than the original price. The Central Development Working Party, CDWP, the body mandated to approve development projects worth 7.5 billion rupees, and to recommend more expensive schemes to the Executive Committee of the National Economic Council, ECNATH this week considered a proposal to raise the project cost to 37 billion rupees. There was no consensus in the meeting, as the project documents presented to the CDWP by the Ministry of Communications violated a three-year-old government instruction to cap the project's cost at 28 billion rupees and formally close it, according to a senior official from the Ministry of Planning. The Ministry of Communications requested an additional 10 billion rupees in funding, but the Planning Commission agreed only to a 4 billion rupees allocation to settle pending liabilities, said the officials. Back in 2022, the ECNEC had approved the project with a total cost of 28 billion rupees, which the ministry now wants to revise upward to 37 billion rupees. This marks the fifth cost increase, now 362% higher than the 8 billion rupees originally approved in 2004. The cost escalation has been driven partly by the government's repeated decisions to expand the project's scope over time. The Lowari Tunnel is a key component of the National Highway, N45, connecting Nowshera, Malakand, and Chitral. The tunnel, now constructed, was intended to provide a year-round, all-weather road link to Chitral district and surrounding northern areas of Pakistan, which were historically isolated during the winter months due to heavy snowfall. Following the latest review, the CDWP returned the project to the Ministry of Communications, instructing it to revise the proposal in line with the 4 billion rupees worth of outstanding liabilities and present a new version for submission to the ECNE-XE. 3 years ago, ECNEC had ordered a fact-finding inquiry and directed that the project be formally closed. However, neither instruction has been honored by the Ministry of Communications. An official statement by the Ministry of Planning after the CDWP meeting made no mention of the Lowari Tunnel Project. The original PCI of the Lowari Tunnel Project envisioned the construction of an 8.6-kilometer-long mini-electric rail tunnel designed to facilitate piggyback shuttle services for transporting loaded cargo trucks from one portal to the other. This plan was approved by ECNEC on July 27, 2004, at a cost of 8 billion rupees.